You're listening to SBS News.
Aid agency Care Australia has published its annual list of the 10 most underreported humanitarian crises of 2019. The Suffering in Silence report has found 9 of the 10 most underreported crises took place in Africa. The coordinator of the Humanitarian and Emergency Response Unit at Care Australia, Rachel Routley, says many of the same countries make the list year after year.
Many countries reappear on the list year after year. For example, the drought in Madagascar, which made number one of least reported on crisis globally in 2019. The conflict in Central African Republic is another, and the Lake Chad Basin crisis. So this is further evidence that basically coverage in the media, or that chronic crises really are sometimes the ones which struggle to receive the attention that they deserve, with people struggling in silence to survive and recover.
Care Australia says climate change has caused or worsened many of the crises. Climate shocks in Zambia see it listed as the third most underreported crisis of 2019. More than 2 million people in the country need food aid following 2 years of below average rainfall and failed harvests. This Zambian woman told the BBC she's forced to go for several days without food.
Me, almost 2 days without getting food. There's nowhere to get food.
You must be hungry.
Hey, we are hungry. I'm hungry.
This month, the World Food Programme warned that 45 million people in southern Africa were facing severe food insecurity caused by drought, floods and economic disarray. Gerald Burke from the WFP says it's a crisis that's getting worse.
People are struggling, they are destitute, families are down to one meal a day, if even that. They're taking their children out of school, they're selling off what little they have by way of precious belongings, they're borrowing money and going into debt. So it's a crisis of many dimensions and it is getting worse.
Rachel Routley from Care Australia says highlighting the plight of the 10 nations is important because there tends to be a strong link between media coverage and relief funding.
So we've been putting out this list only for the last 4 years. And so it's still a work in progress in terms of generating attention, but we have seen every year a significant amount of media attention. We understand that, a lot of these crises are long, drawn-out crises, which don't often get people's attention. An earthquake or a tsunami can be much easier is a distinct event with high news value, but it can be really hard to keep people interested in things like a multi-year drought.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.